This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. I've been having just all kinds of, it's like the pollen is out, except the pollen isn't out. But I digress. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Have you seen all these shocking videos of smash and grab robberies committed by the roving bands of shoplifters that continue to pop up across the country and the violent crime trends upwards from coast to coast? And as all this is happening, Democrats continue to deny the crises affecting their communities. But things have gotten so deadly on the streets of American cities from coast to coast that even ABC News is ringing up the alarm. According to an infographic that they published based on data gathered from police departments, 12 U.S. cities have broken their annual homicide records in 2021. And every one of them, common denominator, run by Democrats. Now, there are several cities that are breaking the record set last year, while others are seeing the deadliest year in decades. St. Paul, Minnesota, which means something to me because Genesis Communications is in Minneapolis, surpassed 35 homicides on December 2nd, more than 2020. Democrat Mayor Melvin Carter has been at the helm since 2018. In Portland, Oregon, where Democrat Mayor Ted Wheeler has been in charge since 2017, there have been 72 homicides as of October 24th, the highest number since 1987. As of November 27, 2021, Indianapolis, Indiana, has recorded 246 homicides, the highest since last year. Probably the safest time in Indianapolis was when the last NRA annual meeting was held there. Since 2016, Democrat Joe Hogsett has been mayor. Louisville, Kentucky, led by Democrat Mayor Greg Fisher, who first took office in 2011, also broke last year's record with 175 homicides as of November 24th. Austin, Texas, has seen 60 homicides as of September the 12th, the highest since 1984. Their Democratic Mayor Steve Adler has been in office since 2015. As of October, Baton Rouge, helmed by Democrat Mayor President Sharon Weston Broom. Since 2017, Louisiana saw 137 homicides, beating last year's record. Columbus, Ohio, 179 homicides as of November 26th. Democrat mayor has been in office since 2016. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where Democrat Jim Kenney has been mayor since 2016, there was 501 homicides as of November 26th, the highest since 1990, where, incidentally, the Soros-funded DA got out there and said, we don't have a crisis of crime. Rochester, New York, where, you know, those of you listening on WYSL, that means something to you, recorded its 71st homicide of the year as of November the 11th, the most since 1991. Lovely Warren, the city's Democrat mayor since 2014, stepped down this year before the end of her term as part of a plea deal to resolve campaign finance violations. As of November 18th, Toledo, Ohio, led by Democrat mayor, and I'm going to Wade Kapsukiewicz, since 2018, has recorded 62 homicides, topping last year's record. Albuquerque, New Mexico, hit 82 back in August, the highest since 2019, under the leadership of Democrat Mayor Tim Keller, who assumed office in 2017. In Tucson, Arizona, where Democrat Mayor Regina Romero has been in office since 2019, they had 80 homicides of October 26th, the most since 2008. So despite being in different regions, and each having their own challenges, there's a clear common denominator in that they're all led by Democrat mayors. And this is interesting because, I mean, across the country, you almost have different cultures as you go, like New Mexico versus, say, Philadelphia. You have different cultures in these cities. A different way of life, if you will. In many, there are also Democrat district attorneys that are funded by George Soros, police chiefs and city councils making things even worse. From cutting public safety budgets to limiting the police's ability to stop crime, to decreasing sentences for offenders, Democrat officials are making their cities less safe. Even worse, in some cases, they're in complete denial about the issue, as homicides claim more of their citizens' lives. And going back to Philadelphia, he issued an outright denial that there's any crisis of crime, lawlessness, or violence in its city as it surpassed its all-time record. Now, what does this tell you about these cities, about these officials? It tells me Democrat policies don't work. And these areas that are not Chicago, that are not Baltimore, that are not New York City, are becoming those cities. They're going to create all of these things that you see in the bigger cities now, where they have all of this lawlessness, where most of the crime takes place. Most of the crime that you hear about, all these stats and everything else, you get pushed your way every day by the fake stream media, is always based upon Democrat policy. And it's coming out of about 75 counties. But that's expanding. That's expanding. And I can't wait till John Locke gets a hold of this. I saw something the other day. Dr. Oz has decided to run for the Senate in Pennsylvania. I guess because Pat Toomey is retiring. I didn't even know he was from Pennsylvania. So now that he's decided to go from being a reality TV star, which I'm not even sure he was one of those, now there's a bunch of questions being raised, like who is he and why should this person be a senator instead of, say, some Amish rando from Chambersburg? And the big question is, why is this person running as a Republican? Maybe he thought that Trump was a TV reality guy, and he did it, so why not? But why not is not a great reason for someone to run for a Senate seat that Republicans, conservative Republicans, need to be sitting in. And Dr. Oz is a Republican like Brian Stelter, who is a potato, is a Chippendale dancer. So, let's look at his track record, because that's what he'll be running on, right? He's a fan of gun control. He adores red flag laws. He parroted the racist trash spewed by Black Lives Matter instead of expressing the proper position that this crew of communist scumbags is total garbage. He tolerates the mommy Manchausens behind the kitty trans madness. And he's squishy on abortion. So in what way is this Oprah acolyte who has faithfully hewed to the liberal narrative a conservative? Well, he's not. He's a squish, at best, with no track record of conservatism, and with no discernible conservative views whatsoever. And in the off chance he gets elected, he would make Mitt Romney seem like Lauren Boebert. If he were to win the primary, just because he has an R behind his name, there would be some people that would support him, despite the fact, over any Democrat. But, you know, he shouldn't be winning the primary. So, I saw that, and all of these, I'll tell you what's happening. His dalliance with gun control disqualifies him. That's item number one. But item number two, he thinks he sees what's going on. He sees what's going on right now in the party. He's looking at the polls where the Democrats are about to get clobbered. He wants to be a politician, and so he's decided to attach himself to the Republican Party. Sort of like a remora fish to a shark. Not the hunter, just the hanger on. Interesting times. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trying to swill enough coffee to get the throat to quit sounding like it does. Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. A little interesting dynamic is happening right now. It's so interesting, it is fascinating. You see, in Beverly Hills, The residents of Beverly Hills are arming themselves with guns in the wake of violence. And we hear this from Debbie Mizrahi of Beverly Hills. I've always been anti-gun, but I am right now in the process of getting myself shooting lessons because I now understand that there may be a need for me to know how to defend myself and my family. We are living in fear. She told the New York Post that during the Black Lives Matter protest last year, her neighbor's home was firebombed with Molotov cocktails. My kids were outside and they saw a huge explosion. The neighbor's backyard went up in smoke. Trees burned down, but it's only gotten worse. Beverly Hills has been targeted. Ms. Rahi is a 40-something mother of two teenagers, not alone. Ever since the protests last year descended into riots and lootings, a growing number of Beverly Hills residents have been buying weapons. So then we hear from Shirley Reitman. It's gotten to a point where residents feel insecure even going from their door to their car. A lot of residents are applying for a concealed carry weapon permit, even though that's a great challenge in L.A. County. Even hardcore leftist Democrats who've said to me in the past, I'll never own a gun, are calling me asking about firearms, says Joel Glucksman, a private security executive. I say there's been an increase of 80% in the number of requests I'm getting this year. And that trend increased last week, Glucksman said, after a beloved black philanthropist, Jacqueline Avant, was killed in her home. Ms. Rahi says, the killing of Avant shows me that even having a security guard isn't enough to deter someone. The victim and her husband, legendary music executive Clarence Avant, had a private security guard on duty when she was killed around 2:30 a.m. on December 1st. L.A. police officer Steve Robinson says what you're seeing is the spillover into these communities of crime and violence. Before, you would never hear of a robbery or a shooting in Beverly Hills, or if you did, it was once or twice a year. In 2020, the Beverly Hills Police Department pulled 18 guns off Rodeo Drive. You go back any year before that, and it may have been 0 to 1 or 2. Ironically, hours after Avant was killed, L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon distributed a fundraising letter seeking to overturn a law that would keep her alleged killer in prison. This is according to the Washington Examiner. The bill he was pushing for would eliminate additional prison time for using a gun during a crime. Now, Mr. Gascon is another Soros-funded guy. And critics are already blaming him for releasing many violent offenders with few restrictions. Last year, he eliminated cash bail for many offenses. So that means you get arrested, you go down there, they look at you and say, do you promise to come back to court? And you say, yes, yeah, sure. And then they let you go. It's on the honor system. We got criminals on the honor system. One woman, a writer in the entertainment industry who did not want to be identified, said it's like we've been taken over by gang members and criminals because they know that Gascon is going to make sure he doesn't prosecute them. He's saying, go out and rob someone for $900 worth, get arrested, go back out on the street. Jacqueline Avant was in her 70s. Female, a threat to no one, not really, you know, she was married to a famous person, but I mean, most of you have never heard of him unless you've always been interested in the music industry. What is the justification for even harming her? What possible motivation could there be? She's black. Black Lives Matter, she's black. A California ballot initiative passed in 2014 allows the theft of items up to $950 before it counts as a felony, as well as the possession of 3 grams of hard drugs, including meth. And this combination for law enforcement has been toxic. Legal, but toxic. Glucksman says it's a revolving door at the back end because the DA doesn't want to prosecute and get rid of cash bail. So now police are saying to private security firms, hey, I understand they're trespassing, but we don't want to take that arrest because there's nothing that's going to be done. It's a waste of our time, and it's a waste of money for us to expend the energy and take care of things that aren't going to be attended to by the courts and the legal system. And the DA is sitting there going, no, pop this one out the window. It's not like they stabbed somebody or they murdered somebody or raped somebody. And I'm going to tell you what's about to happen. You're about to see a whole bunch more Rittenhouses. See, these people in these Beverly Hills suburbs are not going to just sit there and let this happen. And nor should they. They built their community. They manned their community. They are the residents of their community. Right now, you got people afraid to wear their wedding bands or wear a watch when they go out. They're afraid to carry any sort of a name brand purse. This is them trying to cope with this level of crime. But in this Beverly Hills neighborhood, it was sort of a wake-up call. Because the entertainment industry is filled with progressives who have the luxury of being idealists and spouting these philosophies that they thought would never come back and bite them. And there's a shift now that has become so much more dangerous. November 30th in Hancock Park, which is a Tony neighborhood south of Hollywood, two men robbed a woman with a baby at gunpoint. Luxman said some of these people are actually professionals, they're sober and deliberate, but many other are addicts and more reckless. Instead of guns, they're carrying baseball bats. Used to be you'd see once every couple of months in this area, now you're seeing it daily. Gascon has reduced the L.A. County jail population by 5,000 people. That's 5,000 people dumped back into the neighborhoods. And when you come out of prison, when you're just dumped out of prison with no transition or anything, it's harder for them to find jobs. And it's already hard for them to find jobs in L.A. If you don't have a criminal record, they don't have any skills, they don't have anybody, and there's no education, nobody wants to hire them, so they're going to return back to their old ways. But that's not the end of the story. Part two when we get back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A massive line of storms has been causing havoc in the South. Tornado warnings are up in Indiana, Kentucky, Arkansas, Missouri, and in Illinois. Many cities are now reporting damage. At least two people were killed in a nursing home in Monette, Arkansas, which is just northwest of Memphis. WREG-TV's Melissa Moon reports.
There was a bus, that school bus that was parked up by the nursing home, and we assume that's what they were putting some of the nursing home residents on. It has just left this area, so we're guessing that they're going to that church, and hopefully the family members can get reunited with loved ones who are okay. And again, we saw lots of ambulances leaving this area. There's one here, Riverside Ambulance is going right now. The ones that we saw leaving the area, they were leaving here with their lights on, so we assume that they had some people from the nursing home in those ambulances.
This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court has decided to leave in place the new restrictive abortion ban in Texas, but it also ruled that a lawsuit seeking to strike the law down can proceed. The Texas law is enforced by private citizens through lawsuits against doctors and clinics that perform abortions. The law also comes with a $10,000 penalty. The decision by the court doesn't address whether the Texas ban is unconstitutional. It also allows abortion clinics in Texas to sue over the law. The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol subpoenaed an additional six people connected to former President Trump. The committee is seeking records and testimony from people involved in the organization and planning of rallies for Trump supporters on January 5th and 6th. Some allegedly worked directly with Trump to plan the rallies on the Ellipse that directly preceded the riots at the Capitol. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I love the change of the seasons, except what it does to my throat. I'm not one of these, if you ever want to see something that's, it looks farcical, but it's probably very true, go look at that movie, In a World, where it's all about voiceover people, where every room has a complement of humidifiers and ionizers and everything else to keep the room to room constant, to where there's no deviation, to where the voice tone doesn't go away. Now, I was just talking about what's been happening in California and everything else, and now let's talk about what's happening, that equal but opposite reaction. Because most of the time you don't get to hear about this. Beverly Hills residents have organized themselves block by block and in nine city zones for self-defense. The Emergency Preparedness Committees, just in case Beverly Hills is what they are called, were started by Vera Markowitz, a former 1960s radical who was a member of the New Left Students for a Democratic Society before moving to Beverly Hills. Today she views public safety and fighting discrimination as two sides of the same coin. She said, 2 years ago I got rid of the Beverly Hills police chief because she had cost the city $25 million in lawsuits by former police officers alleging that she was racist, anti-Semitic, and homophobic. But then, she and her retired business executive husband organized neighbors to hire private security. We got all these homes to buy in way more than I anticipated. But it turned out that there wasn't private security available, and there's complete panic out there. In L.A., they charge between $2,000 and $4,000 a month to patrol neighborhoods. A lot of people are mad about that because people moved here in part because of the police and are paying a lot of money in taxes to be in Beverly Hills. So says the retired business executive. But Beverly Hills Police Department is understaffed and just hired 5 new officers to make up the 17 it lacked to meet the minimum required for public safety. And that's still a blip compared to L.A., which has 500 fewer police officers today than it did this time last year. Private security executive Bryce Eddy runs Covered 6. One of his clients is the city of Beverly Hills, which hired his firm in June of 2020 after looters smashed store windows on Rodeo Drive. He said the police were overwhelmed. In October 2020, we were up there with 22 vehicles and 40 armed guys per shift for 80 armed guys a day. We reduced crime by almost 40%. They kept us on until January. After we left, crime spiked back up 90%. In February, 3 alleged gang members stole a $500,000 Richard Mille RM11-03 flyback chronograph watch off the arm of a man eating lunch at the Beverly Hills restaurant Il Pasteo. The same month, criminals robbed 7 people of their Rolexes in the neighborhoods bordering Beverly Hills. In response, the city hired Eddie's firm back again, and we've been back ever since. L.A.'s progressive city government reduced the L.A. Police Department's budget by $150 million in July, lowering its staff to its lowest level in 12 years. And today, L.A. has 500 fewer police officers than it did this time last year, which I don't know how big one of their shifts is, but I could think that probably covers at least more than one. The irony is that cutting police budgets, according to LAPD officer Steve Robinson, means less training, which means we're going in the opposite direction, and the criminals on the streets are getting more emboldened. Now there's a bipartisan recall campaign underway that could remove Gascon from office, and all of the fearful Beverly Hills residents interviewed by the Post say they support this. Markowitz says, I think I'm still a radical, but I'm radical in the middle. And I'm not just on the extreme of anything. I've always believed that when you believe in something, you fight for whatever it is. Nobody in this nation is going to sit by very long and not start pushing back against crime. I don't know about you. I've had my car broken into one time. That's my biggest brush with crime. I have pulled a gun as a civilian twice. Both times when I was a milkman, as a matter of fact, because I was operating at very early hours in the city where I live. And the times that I pulled guns, you know, never told anybody about it at the time. The time when I had my car broken into, though, I felt really violated. And I had meant to, where I worked, I couldn't carry a gun there. So normally my gun was in my car, and I had forgotten it that morning. And thankfully, they didn't get my gun, or the A gun, which is my biggest fear. If this continues, if crime continues to go, see, crime has always been aimed at the impoverished. Because that's where the criminals come from. But if you can steal, you know, if you can steal a $950 worth of stuff in California, or you can snatch a $500,000 wristwatch off some guy's arm, which one are you going to do? Are you going to take the time to get a shopping cart and roll into Walgreens and steal everything they got? Roll into TJ Maxx or Marshall's or Nordstrom or whatever? You going to take the time to do that, or are you just going to snatch that watch? I know it's above the $900 a day limit, but somebody would get out there and say, well, you know, there's 365 days in a year. So, I mean, isn't this like a year's worth of theft? I mean, what's it worth on the used market? It's probably less than $300,000, which is not true about watches, by the way. So, you're going to see more people taking up weapons. And they're going to take a stand, and they're going to make a stand, and they're going to let everybody know, if you come here, we're going to deal with you in some way, form, or fashion. Now, what they tried to do with the McCluskeys and what they tried to do with Rittenhouse is they tried to put a chill on armed self-defense. And unfortunately, that's just not going to work. Because while they're out there letting criminals out with no bail, while they're out there letting criminals out of jail, while they're out there decriminalizing crime and doing everything they possibly can do, and at the same time, if you're just a regular person, they'll prosecute you to death. In the interim, everybody's taking notes. Everybody's noticing what's going on. And this is going to be their problem. Because armed self-defense isn't going away. Armed self-defense is about to hit a boom time. And that's not something we should celebrate. This means that the Democratic elected officials in these blue cities are failing their communities and pushing their communities to defend themselves. And these people are smart enough to know that nothing exists in a vacuum. This should come as no surprise to them. But I'm sure they'll all be shocked. Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
One more time. Listen to that. Did everything I could in between. Nothing's working today. So I'm just going to croak my way through this, if that would be okay with you. This is Gun Owners News Hour. The Second Amendment and the, especially things like the Tea Party and a few other things, the increase in people buying guns, for example, a lot of that is due to social media. YouTube became, for people that didn't know which gun they wanted, this became the place where you could see somebody try out that gun and get an opinion of that gun other than, you know, somebody at a gun shop. I don't even ask those guys anymore. A lot of organization occurred because of Twitter and Facebook, which led to the Tea Party using it as a communications platform in 2010, and then using it to successfully turn the tide against Barack Obama. And then the platforms became aware of what was happening, and they started closing people down and shutting people out and everything, right? You know. So, but like all things take a circular route. And now we have exciting developments underway in the realm of social media because the right is finally getting its act together. I don't, now understand this. I see the value of social media if it's open. I do not see any value in it other than that. It's a great communications tool. If it's open. If you have to go somewhere special to get on the right social media, well, I guess that's probably the way, that is the way of things, right? But heretofore, we haven't really had any viable alternatives to Facebook, to YouTube. You know, I put my videos up on a channel called Gunstreamer. And Gunstreamer, they do the best they can, but YouTube is the second largest search engine on the planet behind Google. So where do you think you get more eyes on? Anyway, the right is getting their act together. I wish it had happened yesterday, but it's happening now, and it's going to continue to happen tomorrow and beyond. And I'll tell you why I point this out, because we, on the conservative side, we dominate radio and cable news. We are the big dogs. Shouldn't we be able to do the same on social media? Now, the extreme censoriousness of the mainstream platform is clear. I posted a meme up of Kyle Rittenhouse where it said Kyle Rittenhouse just was declared guilty of ending the assistant DA's career, and I will not come off of a restricted account on Facebook until tomorrow. Until the 11th, rather. I just recently saw that Twitter suspended an account of the Maxwell trial tracker, which was providing factual details of the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. And evidently, Twitter decided to shut that down because maybe too many awkward names might come up. And in Twitter, of course, you know, Jack Dorsey just stepped down. And they say it's going to get worse now. You can see this happening on Facebook. The censorship continues on YouTube and even on Twitter. Perhaps even more so with new CEO Parag Agrawal, who has said somewhat infamously that he's not to be bound by the First Amendment. Okay. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has called these digital platforms the censorship arm of the Democratic Party. I guess in the same way Antifa or BLM is the paramilitary, the thug arm of the Democratic Party. And conservatives have been taking a lot of this stuff right on the chin. Our platforms, in one case Parler, didn't really seem to work all that well. Parler was, in a sense, taken down in a coordinated strike, but it's now back up. But the big kahuna here is going to be the Trump platform. If Trump can get this platform to work well, it's going to be a juggernaut. Devin Nunes is stepping away from Congress to become the head of the Trump platform. And Nunes is a pretty good fighter. It's going to be proven to be a good choice. But the left is already sensing that something big is happening here. And you can see right away that Trump's SPAC, the shell corporation that has taken the Trump platform public, is under investigation by two federal agencies, the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. And both of them have dashed off a bunch of questions to the Trump SPAC and the media group to say, in effect, please give us a list of this and a list of that, a list of your meetings, a list of your directors, and what progress have you made so far? And all of this is within the law. But this is targeting. They don't really even exist yet. Just about 3 weeks before those letters went out to the Trump platform, Senator Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren demanded that a federal investigation begin into this platform, saying, nobody's above the law, and there have been many serious violations of security laws during the acquisition merger of Digital World Acquisition Corp. and Trump's media company. So the assault against Trump continues, which, you know, Trump doesn't care. That's a great capacity to have, just not caring. Trump media platform launched the SPAC at a value of $10, but now it's up at $43. So basically a 400% gain already, with probably a little more to come when the platform actually launches. So to give a little bit of context to all this, it's important to note the conservatives do a lot of complaining about why the left dominates this and why the left dominates that. And it's rare that anything's ever done about it, because most of these guys are just talkers. They're not doers. But we have done something about it in two areas. And the first area is right here where I'm at now, talk radio. When Rush Limbaugh started, talk radio was not dominated by the right, but Limbaugh basically became the towering dominant figure in talk radio, along with, of course, a number of others. Genesis is a powerful voice in radio. Salem is a powerful voice in radio. And we don't complain about talk radio because we own it. I've been asked before in an interview, what's the difference? Why is conservative talk radio so much better than leftist talk radio? Well, they want to say liberal talk radio, but they're not liberal. And I simply said, look at what you're selling. And this was back in 2011. Look at what you're selling. Similarly, in cable news, you had CNN, the pioneer, that went. They went out front. They appeared to have the kind of Amazon-style dominant, invincible position. But then they launched MSNBC, and then we got Fox News, and you can say that Fox News. I don't consider Fox News to be conservative. I'll be blunt with you on that one. They're conservative like any Republican would be, say, coming out of New York. I've had pro-gun people from New York come on the show before and say they don't see anything wrong with banning AR-15s, for example. Because that's where they grew up. That's the culture they know. And the problem is, when you don't know freedom, you shouldn't be talking about it. You need to up your game a little bit to come in here and play in my arena. We can compete in the marketplace, conservative business, but we haven't been competing in the digital platform marketplace. Not on the same level. Not like Facebook, not like YouTube. But platforms are getting out of the gate. The most powerful platform currently is Rumble, which I don't use because it's not rumbling for me for some reason. And the two biggest figures on Rumble are Dan Bongino and I don't remember who the other one is. Who's the other one? Dinesh D'Souza. And that's great, but having a platform where you only have two big people on it and everybody else can't get seen. I don't know. Something else called Gitter, G-E-T-T-R, is getting bigger and growing fast. Then there's Parler. The main thing here, though, is that we're not just complaining about tech supremacy and the evils of big tech, which we should complain about. We're also building alternatives. And that matters. We are on track. And between now and then, between next me, you, and next week, keep your eyes open, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.